All right, everybody, thank you. You are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. I'm Khalif Zaptan Pioneer, broadcasting you to you from the Moriah Christian Fellowship Storgate location here in Greenville, Mississippi. And we thank you for coming in on this evening. Wow, what an exciting time we're in. What a great time we are alive to see all of these things coming together at one time. And tonight, we are blessed again and favored to have my brother Ross, Ian, Nathaniel, Daniel, and Dr. Daniel Mills, Daniel. Are you brothers there?
I'm here. I don't see Ross on the board yet.
I'm here.
Ross, are you there? Are you there? All right. Well, take it away, Dr. Mills. Is in your hands.
Well, I won't wait. I'm trying to get my brother. Is that Ross at 678? Or is that Quan Chin?
I don't think Ross is 678. I think his number is another number.
Okay.
Sure. I was wanting to talk tonight, you know, about Jeremiah 31 and verse number 22 in the Bible. And this year we have dedicated this year, entire year, by the way, to the feminine energy and a matriarch that was a protector for me as a child, as a growing up, as a teenager, Miss Louie Presley. And I want to read Jeremiah 31 and verse number 22. And we want to talk about this a little bit tonight, the importance of our women and the female. It says, how long will you go about, O you backsliding daughter, for the Lord has created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compass a man. Now, a woman compassing a man or encompassing a man means that her energy is greater. Her physical energy is greater. Her spiritual energy is greater. It encompasses, it compasses, it encircles a man. And we need these energies, the feminine energies, now where we are, in order to make the ascension that we've been talking about. And I wanted to kind of point some things out with that, Dr. Mills.
Ross is on now, so he's here. So go ahead on.
Ross is on. Hey, my brother.
Hey, greetings and salutations.
Man,
greetings, family.
Greetings.
Okay. All right. Well, we're on live and we're in broadcasting. And Ross, I was just telling them about the energies of the woman out of Jeremiah 31 and 22, where she compasses a man or encircles or encompasses a man, and her energy is greater. So I'm going to be quiet and let you take it over since you're here. Go ahead.
Well, greetings, everyone. You know, I want to start out by saying I give thanks and honor to all of your divine souls for being present here and for us being in the process of remembering. I want to thank everybody for experiencing the Blood Moon event that just occurred on the fourth tetrad. And I just have to tell you all, if you're feeling a little bit drained right now or a little bit tired, it's because you are all pregnant. We of the cosmos merged. We gave our giving birth to ourselves, to our compassionate, and note, compass innate nature. We have now had to embrace the divine feminine inside of ourselves. It is the instinctive sacral gut that has come online fully in all beings here. And when I looked at Jeremiah 31, verse 22, I went, oh, there goes the 4-4 again. There goes the 13 inverted and the 4. I'd also would ask the memories, Dr. Mills, you probably know it better than I do, but there's a section there where we were saluted by John, the revealer, that said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, neither male nor female, neither Jew, Greek, or Gentile, we are all now beloved sons. And in a nutshell, it's not about one version of the discourse that said you were backsliding or unfaithful. It was saying all of us had wrestled with the imbalance in duality for quite some time. Both the woman ruling, then the men ruling, and the flip-flop back and forth between the different racial group ruling tit-for-tat. We're at that place now where the inner navigation system, the compass, the ions in you will make you more gentle. When you start embracing and remembering the Asherah or the divine creator consort of the feminine divine energy, the Shekinah or the Shekinah, the glory, or the woman that comes down dressed as the sun. We've all been in a place where we refer to Ra by the masculine ideation of the sun, the greater light to rule the day, and the Amun, the lesser light to rule the night. I just want to share this for you. You are those seeds that were planted by the rivers of water that are now becoming fruits, ion, or fruition.
Excuse me just a second, Baba. Yes. Please, you want this call recorded?
Yes, of course.
I forgot. I'll put it on now. Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, we set. I'm going in the mute.
Right. Thank you. And I'll just repeat. The way my ancestors taught the song to me when I was a child growing up in Jamaica was, beloved, beloved, now are we the sons of God. For he does not yet appear as he shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then I refer again, and this is just for the purpose of recapping for those who will listen later on the recording. Beloved, now are you the sons, and I would say S-U-N's or S-O-L's, the Jew-L's of God, the gems of God, neither male nor female, neither Jew, Greek, or Gentile. You are all beloved souls. What we just went through, culminating in the fourth tetrad, what we just went through, we would call that the great tribulations, the great initiation, the great test, the great examination. Your light bodies are the agreement. You have been reborn. Many of you are in the process of giving birth to yourselves anew. A new heaven. A new earth. You're getting your new manuals. Your new instructions. The kingdom of God has not yet been taught on the earth. Now you are getting into that place of readiness for the wine to be poured in your vessel. Yes, many thought the feminine, she stole that rib. And because she took that rib, if she hadn't backslidden, if she hadn't talked with the serpent, Those are all allegories. If you're still on this call and you believe there's an apple tree somewhere, then I can send you a diagram of the human anatomy so that you will come back into the knowing that we use parables, a pair of ables, equality. Remember, it was the sixth cycle wherein the story tells us, let us make ourselves male and female, let us make them to be fruitful and multiply. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Now, as we all begin to show reverence to the divine mothers, the divine sisters, the divine physicality of the woman with a womb on the inside to cradle life. Is someone saying something? Yes. With a womb on the inside to cradle life, I will ask that you take a look at the Kemetic cross and see the womb, see the fallopian tube, and see the place where the soul becomes a human being after going through one that is implanted by another principle that begins the sacred geometric splitting of the atom from one becoming two to four to eight, and it repeats the same cycles as your same ancestral family tree or your ancestral pyramid within you and all of your ancestors. You are coming back into that place of knowing for yourself. The Bible that is in your genes, in your biology, is being now manifested to you so that you can see it for yourself. Your intuition, the discernment to know truth for yourself. That is what's being born in you now. Or I should say, renewed in you now. Because it was already known that when the cycle was completed, that would be the renewal of the mind. Someone's making quite a bit of noise.
Dr. Miller, you might want to put everybody on mute. You might want to put everyone on mute, Dr. Mills.
Thanks. That is the renewal of the mind. That is where the balancing of your heart and your mind
muted
are now going to be working together in a sacred union, so that the fulfillment of the gospel in each of you will be made manifested so that you can be the ones of the elect, the ones that were selected to awaken early, so that you can guide your brothers and sisters that are still battling, trying to find a way out of that bucket that they've caught themselves in. It's like crabs in a bucket where everyone is clutching, trying to pull the next one down to get ahead. But just imagine, in our DNA, there was a rope bridge that would extend from the center so that everyone, it just took one to show you how to climb that helix, that Jacob ladder. And the consciousness that has so always been unified here will start learning. We are giving birth to that like-minded expression that was discussed in Philippians 2, verse 2. Be ye of like-minded. So that when I come again on the 24th, I will come back as myself. You have to be in that place
where the eyes, the real eyes, sees, and the ears can hear the divine frequencies, where the throat and the tongue is not in competition against each other, where the tongue is bitten by the pearly gates, the teeth, or the teeth is in a malice with the tongue. They have to work together. Where your soul will feel the emanation of spirit, where the breastplate of righteousness will beat in your chest so that you can feel the shakening, the quickening, the shaking, the vibration in you, the vertebrae shaking in you. This is the experience. This is why the promise was given that the teacher would come. The manual, the Emmanuel, would come. It's inside of you. I'm speaking not just to your human being. I'm speaking to every cell of your body in agreement. Because every cell of your body works in harmony. And when something is out of place, you will create a dis-ease. But then when you learn how to flow the energies through each of the sealed locks, the combination locks in your vessel, then you realize how beautiful your avatar was designed, your soma, the vehicles that God chose to make as a place where he could come into man, come into woman, and be the eyes and ears. See the mirror, be the cameras, see a mirror in you, in your reflection. You have been praying to yourself, talking. But it's only when you're in meditation that you're able to listen to the whisper that says, hey, nobody else can hear me. Hey, you, only you can hear me. I'm talking to you. Yes, you, right there in the mirror. And that's when you start being in the Spirit. Galatians 5, walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. You become that beacon that is set upon that hill, which is the apex, the lighthouse, the tower. You don't have to force anybody into religion. All you have to do is be your virtue. Shine your light so that all may see. I remember my father, who's a great singer, a beautiful soul. I love him dearly. I thank him for his genetics. I thank my mother too. But he always said, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to hide it under a bushel. I can't. This is who we really are. This is what we are. What, as in the jewels, the electricity. Someone shared with me earlier today that it was a dialogue between Adolf Hitler and a German soldier. And he was saying, I am planting a seed so that when the world wakes up and realizes what has been done with the seeds of Mother Earth jewels and those who say they were Jews and are not, when America, when Rome, when Great Britain is realized for the mass enslavement that they did with the Africans, the Jewels, the Ethiopic, Indus Kushites, the Moors, the Cherokee, all of the indigenous people, not just, well, right now the whole world is enslaved, regardless of your color. The 1% has put everybody in bondage. But what they did with the children of God, the children of Mother Venus,
I would suggest for everyone on the call, if you can go to YouTube, look up Lieber, L-I-B-E-R, Rose. And you will hear a channeled message there from Mother Venus talking about all of her sons and Kamaras that she sent to Earth and watched those sons of perdition that came afterwards interfere with the project and tried to kill them. And what she said would happen eventually. We are in that eventually right now. We are at that place where the peace talker, the manatee, the eagle, flies with the condor. We are at that place where the indigenous beings are waking up. That was my one petition for this blood moon. The 24-hour prayer wheel, the medicine wheel, was to awaken all, awaken the 99%, so that they can see the egalitarian balance has come back. Justice, charity, love, faith, all of the attributes described in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. Because despite all the gifts that I have, if I have no love, I'm just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. A talking head. Despite all the academic accolade that I don't have any doctorates or anything else. The book I open is in my DNA. And that's what I'm helping everybody to open. Open the book inside of you. Yes, some things are going to be bitter. Some memories are going to be bitter, but some are going to be sweet. You are that cup. Drink it. It might be bitter. It might be that castor oil that y'all didn't like when you were kids, but drink it. Understand it. We are the remnants of the remnants, now attuning ourselves to balance, attaining balance, attaining ma'at, understanding the 42 that mirrors into the 24. This is where we are. I know, Dr. Khalif, I can feel your question. I know you want to say something. I know I might have brushed over a lot of things, and you may want me to reemphasize, but by all means. I'm broadcasting so broadly tonight. This is not just the royal priesthood call. This is the world's call. I'm calling the world. I'm calling everybody right now within the reach of my telepathic signal to be convicted in the spirit. To know for yourself, come taste and see that you are the host that the Lord poured his vessel in. You are the children of the Lord of hosts. And the human avatar, our host, where the Spirit of God lives in.
Why are you eating on my bed? Huh? Why are you eating on my bed?
So?
There's crumbs. Go get something.
Any questions?
Q&A session started.
For those of you who might have any questions or you might want to make comments and come in on the lesson tonight, you would just press star 6 on your telephone and get into the queue. It's a good time to get those things answered tonight. I want to say this. Let me get off this speakerphone. Hold on a minute. I was speaking with someone today, several people, and as I was walking, I had to go to the store and I was walking through Walmart, and I just felt like I was there, but I wasn't there. And same thing happened when I woke up the morning after the blood moon. The last words that I heard before I opened my eyes to get out of the bed was, rewrite. And it shook me to my rafters. It just kept saying, rewrite, rewrite. I said, rewrite what? Rewrite your life. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Ross is talking about tonight. He said he would come back and put his word within us. And that's in the book of Ezekiel. I saw Dr. Prince come in earlier. Is he still here? Let me see if I can find him. But that really got to me, and I saw someone, I think it was Michaela, posted that, and Keith said the same thing, that they felt like they were in another realm, but yet they're still here, but they don't feel like that they're here. And I felt that same way the morning after the blood moon. I've been feeling that way all day today. I just know that there's something more that I have to go within. And Ross said a while ago, when you go within and you start unraveling your life, you're going to find out some of those things are going to be bitter, but you've got to get it out of you. Mm-hmm. You have to, I think, let me go get that scripture. Dr. Prince, let me get him off. He's in the queue. Let me get him off. While I'm looking for this scripture, I'll let him come in. Hold on a minute.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Prince?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, greetings, sir. Dr. Prince.
Good evening to each of you and to all those who are on this great lesson, listening to this great lesson. I want to commend our instructor for delivering such a powerful but yet simple message of truth. And I think everyone that embodies themselves are concerned about truth, because we have been guilty, stained with the dusties of lies, programmed into a different way of thinking to cultivate others who enjoy saying, "Ooh, he is a great speaker." But when this line Dr. Khalid, Dr. Daniel Mills, and the emphasis of this call was a design that I envisioned. That sign was that it's an advanced study, and the study has always been who speaks the inside out, not the outside in. Some of us glory in what is said on the outside, but there's something going on inside of you, and that is the objective of this advanced study. We need to recognize, and some of us on this call have already recognized it, but I want to refresh in your memory that it's all inside of you. And once you see how simple it is and how easy it is, there's a scripture that says, my word is easy. My burdens are light. But you have to look inside to find the right thing to make your burdens light. Once you're lit up inside, you're able to walk through the halls of your interior and sit and visit ease and everything that was put inside of you. You know, most people are investigated. They just, the nature they want to know. How do you know this? Well, I got it from inside. And if you haven't got anything from inside, you're still burdened. your burdens will eat you up, and you've just been elevated. Since they talk about the blood moon, you just went up to the next floor. If you were able to move up, you thought it was something that it wasn't there. If you want to simplify it, look at a tree. Tree stands tall. It's rooted and grounded into the deep earth, which empowers you to understand God. For God is a spirit. And in that ground, there's electrical currents that strikes you throughout your body. It regulates everything. How do you think the tree live when you don't water it? How do you think the grass grow up on some of the most highest mountains on earth? Look like somebody been up there with a lawnmower. Somebody put some fertilizer on it. No, huh? All of the fertilization comes from inside of nature. Tree talks. Tree claps its hands in a storm. Lay down on the ground and then stand back up and claps his hands. God is speaking to us through this message of truth. But you have to get inside to hear. He says in Scripture, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Not what the ears obtain, because the ears are part of the power that exists above your head. It's everything is upside, is upstairs. We're trying to get upstairs. I'm trying to get upstairs because he said it. Wait, I didn't say this. He said, once you get upstairs, I got something for you. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you bind, shall be bound. Whatever you loose, shall be loose. When you get your keys in your hand, you have the authority to walk into the kingdom. Thank you, Dr. Mills. I shut my mouth up. I'm just spiritually on high. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. The scripture that I read this to Ross and Sandra Quan Shien the other night, and I was really trying to make a point, but it shook me up to where I put it to myself. But it's in the second chapter of 2 Timothy. I'm going to start with the 15th verse, but you need to read that whole chapter all the way through. But I'm going to read from the 15th to the 26th verse, and it's going to touch everyone on this phone tonight. It says here from the 15th verse, and most of us who were in church, we always remember this scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15. I bet all of you could quote it right now. It says, study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial. A workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing rightly, handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. But avoid all empty, vain, useless, idle talk, where it will lead people into more and more ungodliness. And that teaching will devour it, will eat its way like cancer, spread like gangrene, so it is with Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have missed the mark and swerved from the truth by arguing that the resurrection had already taken place. They are undermining the faith of some. But here it is right here. But the firm foundation laid, firm foundation of God, laid by God, stands sure and unshaken, bearing this seal or inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names himself by the name of the Lord give up all iniquity and stand aloft from it. But in a great house, this is all of us on this phone tonight, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, what did Baba Ross say we are? We are jewels. But also there are utensils of wood and earthware, and some for honorable and noble use, and some for menial and ignoble use. This is where we almost do that 21st verse. So whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. That speaks to Ralph talking about the, setting the fire on the inside and letting your light shine. Then it goes on to say, now it's time to grow up. Shun youthful lust and flee from them, and aim at and pursue righteousness. All that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, word, and deed. And aim at and pursue faith, love, and peace, harmony, and concord with others, and fellowship with all who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. But refuse and shut your mind against and have nothing to do with it. Trifling, ill-informed, unedifying, stupid, controversial over ignorant questions. For you know that they foster strife and breed quarrels. And the servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome, fighting, and contending. Instead, he must be kindly to everyone and mild-tempered, persevering the bond, preserving the bond of peace. He must be a skilled and suitable teacher, patient and forbearing and willing to suffer wrong. He must correct his opponents with courtesy and gentleness in the hope that God may grant them, may grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, that they will perceive and recognize and become accurately acquainted with and acknowledge it. 26th verse. And that they may come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him henceforth to do God's will. And guess what that, it goes from there right into that third chapter, and you all know what this is, but understand this, that in the last days will come set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. And we're living in that time now, so you have to balance yourself. It's all right to talk with others and fellowship with others, but ultimately, you have to work out your own soul. Remember what he said, soul. Soul salvation with fear and trembling. And when you begin to unmask yourself, that was the old saying, sweep around your own front door before you sweep around mine. It's one thing I used as an example where I was talking with Dr. Princeton yesterday, and I said, I've always said, and I think I've mentioned that many, many times, everybody that knows me, I always tell you this, I don't follow any man, and I don't want anybody following me. And I was walking in the grocery store the other day, I noticed that there were people in front of me. And they were walking in front of me, and I'm walking, but I'm not following them. They're there for a purpose. Just because they're in front of me don't mean that I'm following them. And there were people behind me. They paid me no mind. Everybody was going in there on the different directions. They had a purpose that they came there for. And that's where we ought to walk. Every now and then you might see somebody there. You stop and talk and fellowship and laugh and talk. But you still have to make your own steps. Because I know when I go to the store, I know what I'm going to get. I know exactly where it is. I'm going to get it. And I'm trying to get to my car as fast as I can. So I don't have no time to be following anybody else because I don't want anybody following me. You got to watch who you let follow you. Or somebody, everybody don't mean you no good. And you got to watch who you follow. That's why you got to walk in your own light. Can't nobody walk in your light but you. So with that, Khalif, you want to come back in now? Is he still here?
Yeah. That was beautifully stated, Doc.
Hold on a minute. I think I got him. Everybody got muted out. That's you, Khalif? It's got to be one of these that you can leave. I muted all of the anonymous. Go ahead on, Ross. We still have about 20 minutes. No one in the queue. We still have about 20 minutes before the broadcast ends. You can go ahead on, and then Dr. Prince and I can go ahead and discuss some things. But that, these scriptures, if you go read these scriptures, you're going to find in that third chapter, you're going to see all kinds of people out there looking for deliverance. But it says the people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by inordinate greed, desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truth or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate, and loose in moral and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. They would be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They would be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than the lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety, a true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it because their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people and turn away from them. So those two chapters, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 2 Timothy chapter 3, you'll get a whole lot out of that. And you can begin the rewrite of your life. That's what I got when I woke up the other morning after that blood moon. It was just so clear. It just spoke to me, and it woke me up out of my sleep. And just said, rewrite, rewrite, rewrite. Yeah. Okay, Ross.
And one of the things I just want to reaffirm as well, I remember before I left your home in San Antonio, I said, I feel the strong urgency that after the blood moon, that I will now begin focusing on writing of my experiences during my ascension cycle, writing about what it was like to be a bridge between worlds, bringing down information from source point into this three-dimensional matrix. What it was like juggling with so many different parts of the same macro organism at various levels of attainment, enlightenment, and how you were able to just keep a humble heart, making the right choices for my vehicle, and how to stay true to the course. I would simply say this to everyone that is on this journey. There is one section that says, when this ascension cycle is over, you who were the remnants, you who were the heroes, you were the ones who were here, H-E-R-E, H-E-I-R, the ones that had learned meekness from the Beatitudes to inherit the earth, the one who were the peacemakers to see God. That score, the Beatitudes, that will be your rubric, your grading system. So I believe that St. Matthew's 9 or 5, somewhere thereabout. But when you read that again, I would encourage everyone to look at the attitudes to be. The red letters.
Yeah, fifth chapter. Or the seventh chapter, one or two. It's either the five or the seven.
Look at that as your guidance system. If you want to know what decisions you should make, just ask yourself, if I am the parent of all creation, what would I do in this instance? Not based on any programming that society gave you, not based on the laws of the land, but look within your heart. Every one of us knows that fire is hot, cold is freezing if you're exposed to it, lightning can hurt you if you're out in a storm. Just the things of nature. Look at the things that are celestial, that are of God, the stars that are orderly moving in succession from cycle to cycle, from solstice to solstice, from Sabbath to Sabbath. They are consistent as the sun rises in the morning to share light and as the night follows day. You are like the plant. You are like the plant network, which that's what a planet is. A macrocosm of various different life forms that are all expressions of the terrestrial being that they live upon, all working together, interconnected. I don't care if you work in the bathroom, or if you work in the bedroom, or if you work in the kitchen, or if you work in the administrative offices. It takes all hands on deck to fly the ship.
It takes all hands. It took all points of view for Source to observe all of this, to say, now we are ready for the Ancient of Days. Now we are ready for the reemergence of the Elder Root Race to appear itself again. Now we are ready for Genesis 2, for the sacred androgene, the Amen that is balanced in divinity with both the Mother and the Father and themselves as an expression, as a creation. You are the triangle. You are the triunity or the triunity of the pattern of the Father in the flesh vehicle of the Mother that is still balanced 50-50, half of both parents on earth as in heaven, but you're still 100% this unique expression of Source that came here to have your experience.
Yeah.
The soul energy that decided it was going to be placed in the portal of your mother by your biological contribution was so carefully vetted out, there are no accidents in heaven. Some of you might feel that, oh, you know, I didn't intend to get pregnant. Oops, it was an accident. Nope, it's no accident. A soul will not incarnate into a vessel, naturally, unless the divine allows it. Now, I can tell you this. There had been other interlopers, and you will hear about many other star races, and this one saying, I know it better, and my perspective is higher, and this I silence all that clutter. If you're a child of God, you are a microcosm of the totality of the entirety, and you're going to have to embrace everybody as they are, because God willed it to be so. That's why they're here. Now, I can say to those who did not behave according to the attitudes to be, I can say to those who have really violated universal law, the disagreeable energy, we watched it during the duality cycle. I can tell you, it is graduation from that paradigm. And those who will not freely and willingly choose to be the well or the well or dwell here with the Spirit of God in them for this divine ascension, I can tell you now, this blood moon has started a chain reaction in your being. Many of you started having symptoms of severe headache, a lot of crown forehead activations going on. Some of you were feeling dizzy. Some of you were feeling like, oh my God, I'm losing my balance. Every time a solar flare or a CME ejected, your body felt it. Yes, you are now being able to perceive the modes of communications that are appearing on higher frequency hertz. Some of you who were elders who used to only hear sounds in the 9,000 or the 8,000 hertz range, you are now able to perceive at 12,000 and 13,000. Some of us are perceiving at 17,000 hertz and 18,000. Earth is already close to vibrating at 21,000 hertz. It is coming. The energies are shaking this place to the very core and foundation. So if there are any on the call tonight that are experiencing symptoms that would like to work through them individually or collectively, it doesn't matter to me. Since I've been on this call talking to you, the sensors in my bodies have been going on, showing me below the heart on the left side, to the left shoulder blade, to the back, to the right lower abdominal. I have sensors going off everywhere that tells me that there are people on this call right now that are getting intunement or that are in need of intunement. I'm setting the intent right now in this space, in this time, in the oneness of source that is all that is, to send forth the anointing, to send forth the quickening, to trigger that spark plug that needs to be regapped and put back inside of your vehicles to give you that tune-up. Because I would love that no one should have to suffer any discomfort, because I value each of you for being here as witnesses. Any that are in need of one-on-one contact, by all means, I can be reached. My group that I represent is called the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Iron and Clay. Just heaven on earth, human beings transforming into their divine emanations. Our beloved Sandra wants to speak to y'all. I know she was present with us during the blood moon, and she saw the feast and the fellowship that we had. She also had to go lay down very early during that evening and woke up again for some more because the Holy Spirit was moving. There were people who received their light languages that night. But I can tell you, there is something. You are the bride and the bridegrooms. You have get your vessels ready, and many of you now are in the travail of your life because you're traveling. Earth is traveling. It's a whole new octave. A whole new octave. A new way of experiencing life on Mother Earth. And I will, and I wish that every one of you will relax, ground, receive the healing, and enjoy this experience. Just remember, you volunteered to be here. Whether or not you're starseed from another planet, or you're my brother and sister from another mother, it doesn't matter to me. You are all from source. You are all expressions of life. You are all expressions of Mother Earth. So Sandra, please, by all means, talk of your experience.
Yes.
We only have a little bit of time.
Yes, namaste, beloved. How is everybody?
I'm wonderful.
Good. I've thoroughly enjoyed the program and everything, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time. just wanted to make, a few inserts here. Regarding the Brother Ross, like he said, my name is Sandra Jared Quan Chi, and I carry the frequency of compassion and mercy that's at present in this now moment. And I greet all of you in the name of holiness, the holy names, Dr. Mills, Dr. Khalif, Dr. Prince, and all of our special guests, distinguished guests that are here with this most beautiful gathering. I'm also the organizational manager for Ross E. and Nathaniel Dawkins and the Iron and Clay Ministries. It is a ministry that encompasses several different categories that would involve deep sailor, quantum healing, all types of healing services and classes, as well as consultation sessions. Brother Ross gives upgrades and activations of any kind on any level. And this is personally performed by him. He's a professional of many years of experience in this field. As many of you know him, the ones of you who have spoken to him and been in his presence can definitely confirm this. He's also healed many from terminal illnesses. You name it, he's done it. And he's brought back many of our precious memories that we seem to have lost. Some people call it Alzheimer's or old age disease or whatever. No such thing. It's nonsense. He brings you back to and opens up your cellular memory to make you to bring you back to where your original state of being was, and makes you conscious of that. He rejuvenates the God in you that is laid dormant inside of you for so long, and now is the time. And so the list goes on. Actually, there is no list. It does. His qualifications has no end. So with all due respect to Dr. Mills and Dr. Khalif and Dr. Prince, I would like to give out our email address for the Iron and Clay Ministries and also the Brother Ross personal phone number and his PayPal information. He will have scheduled appointments. I do schedule his appointments, so I will also leave my phone number if that's okay with the coordinators here.